Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome back to a brand new DNF1 F1 podcast. I hope that you're all doing well and thank you as always for being here. It's great to have you along for a bit of F1 chat and discussion, and I'm here as always, Adam, and joining me is Lee Wannington, of course. And Lee, first of all, how are you doing, mate? And what have you been up to? There's no F1 race at the moment, so how do we stave off the F1 boredom?
I'm good, but F1 boredom is sort of, for me, is I always go back to, especially through the winter break, but that's now subsided obviously. I go back to some Formula One games. At the moment, I'm busted out the Formula One Championship Edition, which I think is the 2006 Formula One game. God.
Is that the one with the auto spin curbs?
It's the one on the PS3. Or PS2, I think came out on PS2 as well. But having a go at that, and apart from the graphics and the sounds of the cars, just the driver roster is completely different. And it's like, to remember the drivers from nearly 20 years ago. Was that the one with Schumacher and Alonso and Raikkonen?
Yeah. Was that the one with Anthony Davidson driving for Super Aguri in UGE Day?
I believe so.
God, that takes me back. I'll tell you what, those graphics on that game in particular, because when it came out in 2006 on the PlayStation 3, I think you're right. I know they did a PS2 version, but on the PS3, I must say the graphics at the time were massively impressive. They still hold up today pretty well. Anyone that plays that game today, as you can attest to, Lee, the graphics hold up really well. And I see so many content creators making content based on that game. Not just for the graphics, but also because of the auto spin curbs. Like, they were absolutely brutal. And then what used to happen, you used to get the penalty system as well. So once you get back on track, you end up with the 5-second slowdown penalty. And that was painful. Yeah. Like, give me a stop go any day over that. I know it's longer, but I would rather suffer that than that eternity of waiting to get back under racing.
Yeah, the circuit spins you off and there's the penalty to boot. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
absolute BS, honestly. But it's good to hear. And I think EA Sports announced a new F1 game coming soon in a few months. Quite exciting. F1 Manager, of course, that's coming out soon. It's not a disclose, not an ad, by the way. I should actually disclose that. Although, if F1 Manager or Frontier, I think it is, and EA Sports want to sponsor us, and yeah, send us some free games. That would be nice. Send us some out and.
Definitely we'll played.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely need to get a sim rig in. It's been a while since I had one. But anyway, look, we're getting really sidetracked. And the reason for this episode, guys, is in the F1 sort of mini break, I suppose, in between races. We've had back-to-back races in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. And in the week off, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. And in this episode, we're going to do our first proper F1 tier list. And anyone who's familiar with tier lists will know that they can be an absolute travesty when done wrong. I imagine it's going to be no different in this episode, Lee, with us doing this. But what we're going to be doing is rating the F1 2024 driver crash helmets. Now, I'm sure some of you would have seen other people do it. We're going to have a go at this, all for a bit of fun. And play along. I'd love for you guys to let us know what you think of our suggestions and how we get on. And also let us know your favourites as well. But first things first, before we progress on with the tier list, Lee, I want to take the opportunity to pay tribute to a 5-star review. And as I mentioned before on other episodes, guys, send us a 5-star review on your favourite pod platform and we will tribute an episode to you and read it out. And this one goes out to Avidavo on Apple Podcast, and they titled Informed Entertainment, 5 stars. Thank you very much. And they say post-race discussion that offers an entertaining and factual show. Thank you very much, Avidava. Really appreciate that. yeah, just to remind you guys, if you want your reviews being read out on this show, please leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the show out, and we'd really appreciate that. So thank you very much for your support, Avidavo. This episode is for you. Now, the tier list we got, guys, as you are familiar with tier lists, we've got the 5 categories for these helmets. Goated, be in the top tier. Good, be in the second tier. Okay, be in the third tier. Meh, for the fourth tier. And get in the bin for the fifth tier. And as I said, we're going to be reviewing the helmets for 2024. So, Lee, now we set the rules and the boundaries for this one. Are you ready?
Yep, I am ready.
Brilliant. So I want to do this in reverse championship order for the Constructors' Championship last season. So just to reiterate what that was for those of you that need reminding. So obviously Haas were last in the championship last season. Then we had, we'll try to remember now off the top of my head, almost said Alpine there. That's how bad they've done this year. But it was Stake or Sauber that were in P9. Then we had the RB team or AlphaTauri as it was last season. Then Williams, then Alpine, and then Aston Martin, then McLaren, then Ferrari, Mercedes, and then, of course, Red Bull. Got there in the end. It's like doing the alphabet backwards on this one. It's a nightmare. But that's the order we're going to do it in. So first things first, Lee, first crash helmet we're going to review is Kevin Magnussen's crash helmet. Now, just to describe this crash helmet, for the benefit of you listening to this show, if you're not familiar with what K-Mag's gone with for this season, it's a nice white matte base with a bit of purple design on the side. Obviously, the Haas logo in between that. And then he's got some nice blue waves going on there. What do you think, Lee? Where is K-Mag's one going as a base here? What meh. Do you reckon?
Very meh for me. Middle there. Not terrible. Yeah. Not great. Very average as a helmet, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I want to put this in the okay one, but I'm quite happy to say meh as well and agree with you. I think we're probably going to have to average these out just so that we're consistent.
We end up with them all in meh.
Yeah, we'll need to recap this at the end of the episode. So I'm going to have, I think we'll do an average for the two of us. I'm going to agree with you. I liked last year's one. That was very K-Mag last season. Obviously, you know, the colours he had last year, the red and white with the K in the middle. Resonant of the Danish flag from where he's from. This season, it looks a bit like a Miami special that he's gone for. Like, if he rolled this out in the Miami GP, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably about right, but not really feeling it this year, if I'm honest. So I'm quite happy to put that in meh.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. His helmet last season was, in my opinion, was a lot better. So yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a shame. They usually get better. I think he had a brilliant one. What was it, in the US race? Can't remember. I think that was quite a good one. I'm trying to remember what that looked like. It's something in my head. But yeah, I think he had a really good one, the US Grand Prix. I have to pull that one up later on. Let's move on to Hülkenberg now. And he's had a huge helmet change design as well. Now, he's gone for, again, the white base, a lot of green swivels around. I mean, it looks all right. I don't mind it. But again, I preferred last year's one. If I'm being brutally honest, I think Hülkenberg had a better helmet last year. Crash helmet, I should say, last season.
I completely disagree with you.
Oh, really?
For me, this is a goat helmet. I love it. The design is an improvement on last year. I really love the contrast between the green and white and the obviously number on the helmet. I really love the helmet design. I think it's one of for me, it's one of the best helmets on the grid at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So I really like it.
I mean, I'm putting it in the. To be fair to Hulk, I'm putting it in the. I'll put it in the okay category. If it were me, I just preferred last season's one, but I'm putting it in the okay one. It's not bad. I think I just preferred last season's. Maybe I'm getting too attached to a crash helmet here, but yeah. What about you, Lee?
I accept the okay. I think it's a brilliant helmet.
Well, I mean, where would you put it? We have got to average this out, so.
I'm happy with the UK. For me, it'd still be a goat helmet. But obviously, you got to average it out. So putting it down a bit.
Good.
Yeah, good or okay. It'd be good, yeah, because I've gone to the top of range, you're okay. So yeah, it'd be good.
Okay, mine was a high okay. So I'll put it on good just for you. Because I know how much this is already important to you. So I'll put this in good. Let's move on to the next team in the list, and that was the Stake team, which of course was Alfa Romeo last season. Valtteri Bottas and Zhou Guanyu. Let's do Zhou Guanyu firstly. I'm not a fan of this one. I don't know why. Do you know what it is? I think I'm imagining the car and how cool the car looks this season. And I get they're trying to keep in brand with that. But I think I would have preferred something akin to what he did last season with the white and purple that he had last year. I'm not really... I just think that that dark helmet that he has just... It blends with the car, but it doesn't stand out. And I like crash helmets that kind of stand out from their cars.
I agree with you. I don't think it's a very appealing helmet to look at. I think it's different with the city landscape. But it's not a eye-catching helmet. I do agree with you that it sort of blends in with the car colour scheme and the carbon, the black carbon, which is obviously a helmet. Is obviously one of the reasons, purposes of being, it identifies the driver, but also you can see who's in the car from the camera angles and the commentators and whatnot. But you can't see the helmet because it sort of just blurs into the colour scheme. Oh yeah, that's Joe, because you can't see him.
I guess what we're asking here is, are we putting it in meh, or is it a get in the bin? Is it enough for get in the bin?
I said get in the bin.
I feel like we're being harsh. I'm making an executive decision. I'm putting Zhou Guanyu, because I like Zhou, I'm putting him in meh. I'm not a big fan. I don't think it's enough for getting the bin because it's not ugly. But I think if you put that in a different car, not quite sure which one, mind you, but I think if we had a yellow car on the grid, like, you know, the like old Renault livery. Yeah, that would look so good in a Jordan. It'd be like Damon Hill vibes a little bit, but that was a good crash helmet, I must admit. Damon Hill one, very much a classic. I'm putting that in meh. Valtteri Bottas. I'm gonna be brutal, mate. I'm saying get in the bin. I do not like this one.
I mean, again, we'll disagree with you. I actually like it. It reminds me of a bowling ball.
I think that's what they're going for, but I don't like it. I really don't like it. Is it meant to be like for the Northern Lights or something like that? Because that's what I'm getting when I'm seeing it.
I would imagine so. You know, probably a link to being Finnish, and obviously you see the Northern Lights from in Finland.
It just reminds me of...
Hey, he's from Finland.
Yeah, no, but the Northern Lights, isn't that Iceland? Like Reykjavik?
You can see it anywhere in the Arctic Circle. it just reminds me of a bowling ball, and I just like the idea of you looking at driving like the bowling ball bobbing around. Like we're saying about Joe, you couldn't see his helmet, but seeing a bright bowling ball bobbing around in a driver helmet, I think it's quite entertaining for me anyway.
So where are you putting it?
I would have said okay, but obviously average out would be a met.
Yeah, sorry guys, I know we've been very pessimistic so far, so I'm hoping it will pick up as we go through the list.
Maybe the bottom.
Well, we've got, just to recap, we've got three so far in the meh category, one in good. So Hulkenberg, I mean, he may end up with a podium through this. I mean, we've got to give it to him somehow. So, we'll see. Let's move on to the next team. And remember, he serves me right, that'd be AlphaTauri. So we're looking at RB now. So Tsunoda and Ricciardo. Let's do Tsunoda. This one's an explosion of colour. And I often like Yuki Tsunoda's crash helmets. But I'm not going to lie, Lee, that blue base isn't working for me. I think if that's a white matte base like he had last season, I think it's a very good looking crash helmet. But I think they've gone too far with this one. I think a less is more approach would have been better for him.
Yeah, as a contrast, I get the idea what they're trying to do behind it. But yeah, I agree. I'm not a fan of his helmet either, I'm afraid. Which is going to need nugget negative.
We'll try to be positive about Yuki. I mean, he's doing all right on the track, but off the track, this crash helmet, no, I'm not feeling it. As I said, last year's one, just to remind people, You're very much on brand with, but it was inspired with the sort of special crash helmets that he was going with, and there was a theme with the leaves, and there was different seasonal ones that he had and different ones, and he started with a white matte base with different coloured leaves. I think the best one I saw, I think he had in Canada, where he had the red maple leaves and it was on that white base, or it might have been the one he wore last towards the end of last season in Abu Dhabi. Those were really nice. This one, too much going on. I'm saying it now, Lee, get in the bin.
Yeah, get in the bin. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, Yuki, you need a new crash helmet design, mate. This ain't the one for you. I like the leaves and some of the bits on that. That's cool, but that needs to be a white matte base like it was last year. That was so much better.
Completely agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, so Daniel Ricciardo, a driver that is very well known for having very good crash helmets. I'll be honest with you, mate. This is it's not bad, but it's not great. I think it's a bit bland by his standards.
I would agree. By his standards, it's very bland. It's not a terrible helmet, but he's had a lot better helmets in the past. It's the raindrops, I guess they're supposed to be, or water droplets, theming he has on the helmet.
Oh, I thought that was flames. Is it not?
It could be, but...
definitely not Northern Lights. I know that for sure.
It's definitely not Northern Lights. It was just obviously the blue colouring on the way it goes on the helmet. So obviously shows you what he thought it was two different things, which doesn't do very well at actually portraying what it's supposed to be.
So just needs more colour, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the fact that just between the two of us, there's confusion of what it's supposed to be, means that it probably doesn't convey to other people as well. It's very bland, and yeah, it's, I would have said it's a okay helmet, but
yeah,
that's I'm being positive, that in okay. Quite positive.
Yeah, I'm going to put that one in okay. I mean, Daniel's had some great crash helmets in his time, especially the sort of one-off special ones. I really like the Honey Badger one that he had when he went back to Renault. That was pretty cool. But this one, it's okay. I would expect a little bit more, but you know, maybe, I don't know. It's quite bland by his usual standards. I think that's what we have to hold him accountable for. I mean, it's got the Honey Badger at the back, but that's probably the redeeming quality, I would say.
Yeah.
If I'm being brutally honest. But yeah, maybe we're holding to such high standard because we expect more. But this ain't it. We'll see how it goes throughout the season. Okay, so let's move on. We've done three teams now. Let's try and see if we can find a more positive one. I'm hopeful this next one will be quite positive, and that is Williams. Let's start with Logan Sargeant. I like this one. I know he's kept with the American theme, and it's quite similar to last season's one, which wasn't bad, but I think he's dialed it back a little bit, and I like it. There's a bit more white on this crash helmet, and I like that on a crash helmet. I think you can tell by now. I like this one. I think it's a good one.
I mean, it's not a terrible helmet, but I wouldn't say I like it. It's the color scheming is okay. It's on the better side than some of the ones we've reviewed already. But I wouldn't say it's amazing. I would have said it's just an okay helmet for me.
Okay. I'll concede that one because I kind of made the executive choice on a few. So I think we'll put Logan Sargeant in okay, but I think it's a good okay.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between. It's not bad. Okay, Alex Albon. Oh, this one a divide opinion. I'm going to say it's good.
Well, but it doesn't divide our opinion then.
No. I mean, I'm going to say it's good, but I don't think it's like, wow. I know some people have had mixed opinions on this one, but I've seen better crash helmets from Alex Albon. I think this is like the first one he's done where he's really tried to have his own identity with his branding, with the AA logos on there. And, I mean, as I said, it looks good. I'm not sure if pink is really the right one for this. I really like the one he had at Silverstone last season. And then what you went with for the rest of the year afterwards, that was pretty cool. This one's okay, if I'm being brutally honest.
Yeah, I would say it's a good helmet. I really like the contrast with the pink and the blues. I think it's a very appealing helmet. I would have said it's a good helmet.
Yeah, not quite goated, but it's good. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say it's a good one. Okay, so next team we've got on the list is Alpine. Let's start with Esteban Ocon, Esty Bestie. Again, I think this is okay. I think the more colour that we're going to see on these crash helmets, the better for Alpine, because it's the only good thing to talk about at their car right now, is that the crash helmets stand out a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you've got the big E in the carbon colours there. Obviously, he's keeping with the red because he's a huge Michael Schumacher fan, so obviously very inspired by that. For me, it looks like a George Russell helmet from a few years ago, Lee, to be honest. So I'm not sure I'm liking that so much.
I would say it's an okay helmet, but yeah, I know exactly which helmet you're talking about from George. So there's definitely some similarities. Maybe it's the Mercedes talk behind the scene about Lewis's seat that he's like, yeah, look, Mercedes-esque helmet, yeah.
Well, I think Gasly's gone with that as well with his one, because that's like George Russell now, yeah.
They want to get out of the Alpine.
See the Spider-Man meme, you've just got Ocon, Gasly and Russell pointing at each other. We just need to get a light blue helmet on Ocon and we'll see how we go. I mean, as I said, I think it's okay, SD Bestie. I'm going to put that as okay. Do you agree with that one?
Yep, I agree. That's an okay helmet.
Cool. Pierre Gasly now. I actually really like this. I think it's the best one that we've covered so far, in my opinion.
That I disagree with you.
Got some parity here.
Yeah, I don't like the helmet. I think it's a very bland-ish helmet. But simple, but bland. It's not a in-the-bin helmet. For me, it's between an okay and a meh. I'm not a fan of the helmet, to be perfectly honest.
So where are you putting it?
I would have said okay.
Okay, all right. I think it's good. I'm putting it in good. Because I just can't accept it being anything less than good, I'm afraid. Sorry, I'm making a lot of executive decisions and making some Adam rules here. That's why when he called
me, I get some trifecta balancing out.
He took a ticket to watch West Ham tonight, so you know the fact that this is very much sided, in my opinion, is his fault. We're blaming Courtney for that one. So at this point, if West Ham win or not, well, we'll have to wait and see. But oh god, there we go. Like West Ham fans switching off straight away. Like, nah, not having that.
Sorry,
blame Courtney, guys. It's his fault. He needed to be the dividing opinion, but he's not here. So this was his idea to do this episode. He's feeding us ideas on this one, but he's not here to follow through with it. So yeah, blame him on that one if you don't like the Pierre Gasly helmet. Let's move on to the next team. We're now at Aston Martin, so we're at the sharper end of the field. Let's do Lance Stroll. I think this is good, but it's not goated because his Las Vegas helmet, the one that he had with the dark green and the fluorescent neon green colours on the side, that was goated. This one isn't as good. I'm saying it's just good for me.
Yeah, I would say it's a good helmet. Keeping the green Aston Martin theming going. It's good helmet. Obviously, there's a bit of contrast difference between the greens. But yeah, he's definitely, that helmet you're talking about, Vegas, is definitely a lot better helmet. But it's a good helmet.
Yeah, I agree. Fernando Alonso, this one's a bit of a throwback to what he usually wore, the classic Fernando Alonso helmet with the Spanish flag on the side. You've got the blue there as well. Obviously, you know, you've got to incorporate the sponsors, so you can be quite restricted on what you have. I think I'm going to say this is good. It's not quite goated. Again, the Vegas one he had, that was beautiful, but this one's been dialed back a bit. So I'm a tough judge here, Lee, but I'm just saying good. I can't give this a goated.
For me, I would have said it's a goated because I love the throwback to the classic Fernando helmet.
I don't know. I just think it's a bit tepid.
I get your point on what you mean tepid, but I just love the throwback. It's just a very Fernando brand-esque helmet, and I really love that compared to the Vegas helmet from last year. So for me, it was goated, but if we're going to average out, then okay, you put it as good.
I'm writing good. I'm pulling rank again, and just literally as you were saying that, I'm just writing Fernando Alonso in the good category. I will concede one or two on these, but as I said, tough judge on this one. McLaren, Norris and Piastri. Let's do Lando Norris first. It's a bit different this season because they've got the Monster sponsorship on there after moving to McLaren from Mercedes. And I think Norris is keeping in line with the Quadrant brand, I think he's a part of, with this one as well. I mean, it looks cool. I don't think it stands out. I think his last season's crash helmet design, the more traditional one we're used to seeing with Lando, is much better. That's in the go-to category. This one, I think it's just okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I prefer the helmet from last year with the classic Lando Norris type of helmet, the LN clearly on the side. Obviously, it still has the LN, but it's obviously a smaller compared to how it has been previously. Yeah, it's a bit busy as a helmet, is the way I would describe it.
Yeah, I think so too. Busy is definitely the right word here.
So I would have said it's an okay helmet, unfortunately. Lando, I really like Lando's helmets in the past, but it's not one of his better ones.
I mean, I'm a little dizzy looking at it. I don't know whether to get my phone out to scan to see if there's a QR code on it, but it looks like it. I mean, one of them looks like there's an Instagram. As I said, it is quite busy. For some reason, I look at this helmet and the first thing that comes to my head is the Jamiroquai song. Can't remember, for some reason, yeah, that's what I'm getting. Hey, people know what I'm talking about when I say Jamiroquai. They know the song. You know the one. If you know, that's all I'll say. But yeah, I think that's just okay. I don't think
you're
it's
not going to sing it for us, Adam.
No, I don't want to get copyrighted on this one as well. And to be honest, no one wants to hear me sing on this podcast. It's bad enough I'm talking on it. So muddied opinions. Piastri. I think this is okay. I mean, it's a nice design. It's a little bit better than last season's, but it's quite busy as well, isn't it, Lee? There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I would say it's an okay helmet. It is a bit busy in itself. As a Formula One driver, he's now in his second season. And he's still in the early days of obviously establishing his brand. Obviously, other drivers have been in sport longer and they've got developing more of a brand identity as a Formula One driver, and obviously the entails and what they're obviously trying to sell as part of their merchandising, etc. So he's still very early on in that. And he probably may not have found something that is more him or expressing himself. But it's okay. It's not an amazing helmet. It's not a bad helmet.
Do you know what it is? I think as the years go on, when Oscar Piastri becomes a big player in the F1 World Championship, and he will, it's just a case of, you know, will we be able to do that at McLaren or not? I feel like there's going to be an identity that's going to be established with him.
Yeah.
And I think that when that happens, you'll see a different design to his crash helmet. That will be much more of a focal point. We saw that. I mean, not every driver comes into F1 with a crash helmet that resonates with their identity and stands out straight away. One that springs to mind was when Lewis first started in F1. Straight away, bam, all right. It was a tribute to Senna. That was the inspiration. But that was a crash helmet that was very memorable when he first started out. And you know, I don't think there are many drivers that can come into the sport that have that. I think Fernando Alonso, it took a while for him to establish that identity. And then when he had it and was winning races, that resonated. Same with Verstappen. Schumacher was the same. I thought when he first started, he was a little bit bland, but that identity changed. And then as soon as the red helmet came out, bam, that's the guy. That's the GOAT. That's the identity there. With Piastri, there's something there, but I think we need to wait a little bit of time before that identity is there. And then when it's there, it's going to look really good.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I'm putting that in okay. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Okay. It works for me.
Perfect. Okay. Next category we are looking, next team I should say, we're looking at Ferrari. So we're in the big boys now. Now, I don't want to get carried away, and I know I'm a bit biased because I'm a Ferrari fan here, but I think as a team, these two drivers collectively have the best crash helmets on the grid as a team, in my opinion. But again, people probably listen to this thinking, oh, here we go. Ferrari fan loves the Ferrari helmets. Shock. Carlos Sainz. Carlos Sainz, though. I think this is very good. Is it goated, though, Lee? I think we are quite close to seeing our first goated, but I'm going to wait and see what you have to say before we go any further. What do you think?
I think it's a good helmet. It's not as red as Charles, which is a good thing considering the car is red. What we were saying about Joe similarly applies to the Ferrari helmets, in my opinion, because it's sort of blends in with the color scheme of the car. But it has enough of a breakup in the color scheme. It works, obviously, the Spanish flag on the side and the bit of black, it breaks it up nicely. And I do really, it's not too simple, but it's not busy. So it's got the right balance of imagery and iconography on it that it doesn't overwhelm. So I think it's a very good helmet.
It's better than last year's. It's very good, but I agree. I don't think it's quite goated. It's kind of in between the two, but I think we'll put it into good. I do you know what? I'm going to sound a little hypocritical with this because I said earlier in this pod, and you were right to point it out, that you know the Aston Martin helmets, Stroll's one and Joe's, they do blend in quite well with their cars. The Aston Martin one's a bit different with Stroll. I think that really looks cool with it because it's just such a cool colour, that sort of that racing green it has with Aston Martin. Ferrari is one of those where you can have a red helmet and it works. Like, it blends with the car nicely, but it stands out. It's like I said, with Michael Schumacher, that red helmet stood out so much in that Ferrari that it almost looked weird when he was in the Mercedes. Like, for me, that never really worked with the Mercedes, but it was Schumacher. Like, what do you expect? That was his crash helmet design. But with Carlos, I really like the Monza one that he had. That would have been a goated helmet, but no, this one's very, very good, but not quite there. Charles Leclerc, I don't care what you say or what anyone else says, Lee. This is going in go-to category, and I will not argue it. Absolutely not.
Well, that's not very nice. It's a discussion.
No, I am pulling rank on this one. Charles Leclerc is going in the go-to category. That is the best one we've judged so far.
I would disagree. I would say it's an okay helmet. I think Carlos's helmet is better. It's a very simple again, it's a simple helmet, but it's too red for my liking. I don't like how red it is compared to the obviously, as I said, it was the Ferrari being red. I don't think it breaks up the scheme of the helmet, doesn't break up the color as the redness of the helmet as much as it does with Carlos's. I think it's an okay helmet.
Didn't hear any of that. I put it in goated. Your opinion has been noted, but politely ignored. Putting that in goated. Mercedes now, the runners-up last season. George Russell, the blue helmet that is kind of adopted that a bit more since the beginning of last season. It's okay, it's good. I like Pierre Gasly's crash helmet more of the light blue ones. I think it's good, but not great.
I think it's an okay helmet. There's not much going on. It's okay. Blue. I wasn't a fan of Gasly's, but I think Gasly's has more going on in the helmet than George. I just don't like the blue schemes as much. I don't know, but for me, it's an okay helmet. There's nothing special about it. There's nothing terrible about it. It's just okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. Do you know what? I much preferred that because he only did this for Bahrain, I think, when George Russell had the bright green helmet last season, because it kind of matched with the colour that he had on the halo to distinguish him from Hamilton and the numbers. But then he changed the crash helmet. But then it took about half a season for the numbers and the halo colour to change with it. And it confused a lot of people. Just like, why have that and then change it, but then not follow suit with the rest of the car?
Yeah, just obviously someone's very slow in Mercedes. Half the car.
Well, I mean, at the moment, yeah, it fits, I guess. But, oh God, yeah, the Mercedes fans aren't going to like that. But no, I agree. I think this is okay. It's not his best one that we've seen. He's, again, another driver. I think he's trying to establish the identity, but it's not quite this one yet. Lewis Hamilton. Not his best crash helmet, but it's still goated. in my
opinion. I completely agree. It
has to be. Has to be goated. Anyone that says Lewis Hamilton's crash helmets aren't goated, and there are very few that are ugly or not great. They are all winners, and I don't think there's much debate on this one. It's not his best one, but it's still goated, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would completely agree.
I'd go on a limb and say it's probably the best looking one on the grid. Maybe even more than Leclerc.
I would have said it's the best helmet. It's all part of the Lewis branding. It's a very recognisable helmet that he's established. Obviously the colours slightly vary, but it's a branding that he's established over the years, and that's very much how he's done his helmet. The styling, it's very much Lewis moved on a long way from just the plain yellow helmet he used to have when he joined the sport. But it's still a very appealing helmet, and I do agree. I think it's one of the best helmets on the grid.
I think it's the best one. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the design next season when he's driving for Ferrari. Will he maintain this? Probably. Or will he incorporate red? I would like to see a bit of a throwback, personally. I'd like to see him go back to what he had before, like the old Senna tribute, and try a modern version of that. Because I think a yellow helmet would stand out in that Ferrari. It doesn't need to be red. And I think with Leclerc having the red he's got, then Lewis wouldn't stand out with a red crash helmet. There will be red on it, but not as much, hopefully, as we might fear.
Yeah, well, it's very much part of his branding. So obviously, as an individual in Formula One, he's obviously the most recognised Formula One driver. He's obviously the most followed. So there's a lot of branding and financial potential behind it. And obviously, he won't want to upset his branding, or obviously what he sells and for merchandise, etc. So I really don't think there'd be much change. Obviously, slight variance in colours instead of maybe purple and maybe a red tinge, but I don't expect much of a change in his helmet for next year.
No, me neither. I'm really looking forward to seeing what they come up with Ferrari. That's going to be quite exciting. Okay, moving on to the last one with a Red Bull, Sergio Perez. What do you reckon, Lee? Where's Perez's one going?
It's a tough, for me, it's tough with the Red Bull helmets because they're so dominated by the Red Bull branding that they don't have a lot of customization compared to other teams, in my opinion.
Do you think it's more dominated this year?
Yes.
I think there's more going on there than it should be.
There is so much more Red Bull on there compared to previous years. It's such a dominant thing on the helmet that there's very little actual team personal touch for the helmet. I think it's a very meh helmet for Sergio.
Yeah, like it's quite loud with the Red Bull theme, but it used to just be the logo with the Red Bull, the writing and the yellow with that. But now they've gone in hard on the blue as well. I don't like it. I get what they're doing with Checo. I'll be honest, Checo's not had a great crash helmet for a few years now. I think you've got to go as far back as his Racing Point days and maybe even before that. To be fair, last year's wasn't too bad. It's probably the better one last season that he's had at Red Bull, but I don't like this one. It's not quite... is it getting the bin, Lee?
It could be getting the bin. I'm happy putting getting the bin if it's you're happy with.
Yeah,
say meh. It's not a great helmet, unfortunately, for Sergio.
I'm putting it in getting the bin. I think Yuki's lonely. I'm putting Checo in there with him. So he's got some company there on his own. So it doesn't feel so bad. Max Verstappen. I think this is meh, if I'm honest.
I think this is meh.
Yeah. I know it should be shocking because it's the world champion. But last season, Max had, in my opinion, one of the best crash helmets I'd seen in years. It was iconic. For me, it was like when you saw that in your mirrors, you're like, that's the best Formula One driver in the world. And even though he still is now, I don't think you get that when you look at this crash helmet. It's the Dutch flag on it, and I think it's similar to what his dad used to wear. Maybe it's a tribute to that, which is nice, but he's kind of stepped away from that image, that brand that he's built for himself and gone completely the other way back to something of more of a throwback. And I think it's too soon for Max Verstappen to be doing throwbacks, didn't you?
Yep, and also what we said about Sergio does apply, that the branding of the Red Bull branding has become more prominent on his helmet. So not alone has he potentially done a throwback, it's become more dominated with the Red Bull brand. And the thing that we could probably say about Max and Sergio, and even Yuki, is if you look at Red Bull drivers in other sports, motorsports, they all have a similar type of helmet design, which takes away the individuality and obviously the driver's branding. And it doesn't, obviously, I get Red Bull what they're trying to do, they're trying to sell their product. But as a driver, it doesn't go, oh, wow, that's a helmet. And I do agree with Max that his helmet was more him last year, where this feels too commercial, and not his commerciality. That's the company branding for me.
Yeah. No, I agree. And last season, I don't mind admitting this, I thought it was my favourite last season. But this year, no, it's completely gone too far. As a one-off helmet when he wore it at Zandvoort, I thought that was quite cool. But as a nice throwback to his father, but not as his full one for this season. I don't like that one at all. So I put that in the meh category. So that's everybody done. Let's have a recap of what we've agreed on, Lee. So go to category, Leclerc and Hamilton. The good category, we've gone Hülkenberg, Alex Albon, Pierre Gasly, Lance Stroll, Fernando Alonso, and Carlos Sainz. So we had a lot in that one. Okay, we had Ricciardo. Have I done Lance Stroll twice?
I don't know. Have you done Lance Stroll twice?
Logan Sargeant. That's it. I've done LS and I'm thinking, is that Lance Stroll twice? Oh. Yes, Logan Sargeant. Then SD Bestie, Lando Norris, George Russell, and then Oscar Piastri. And then in the meh category, we've done Kevin Magnussen, Zhou Guan Yu, Valtteri Bottas, and Max Verstappen. And then get in the bin, Yuki Tsunoda and Sergio Perez. Not a bad list. Fairly stacked across the all categories there, I think.
Yeah, we improved a bit. We weren't as negative as we started out.
Yeah, it started off a bit bad, but then it got better and better as we went along. So I'm quite happy with that list. I'm sure a lot of people listening for different reasons probably won't be, but that's okay. Let us know your thoughts on our list and if you agree with it, and let us know your particular thoughts on your own list, whether you've gone differently to us. But I think that's all we've got time for, Lee. It was something nice and different to do. Hopefully the listeners enjoyed it. But if you did, leave us a 5-star review on your favourite pod platform. As you know, we read them out and we'd be more than happy to tribute a future episode to you for a 5-star review, and it really helps the show out a lot. But I think that's all we've got time for, mate. We'll be back next week with the preview, or the predictions, if you like, for the Australian Grand Prix. F1's first Sunday race of the season as well. Oh. That's I know, it's mad, isn't it? We're going back to sort of normality. We're going to Australia, a track that will be the opening race of the season, I think, next season. I think, unless I'm mistaken, I'm probably wrong. I'm sure I read somewhere it's going to be the first race of the season. But anyway, look, let's wrap this one up, Lee. As I said, guys, as always, thanks for tuning in. Please stay safe, take care, and we'll see you in the next episode of the DNF1 F1 podcast. If you're not first, you're probably DNF1.
Podcast Network.